a step closer to reading the Inca Quipu's data recording system. Karen Thompson slashed the conversation. For more than a millennium, many Andean peoples used an object called a quipu, also spelled quipu and pronounced quipu, to record and communicate information. Quipus were made with cords or strings with knots tied into them. And experts understand that many, but not all, of these knots were used to represent numbers. In a new study published today, I make a numeric connection between two important quipus from history, the first being the largest quipu ever known, and the other one of the most complex. What were quipus used for? While quipus were used in earlier times, they were especially important to the Inca Empire, which lasted from around 1438 AD to 1532 AD, when the empire was conquered by the Spanish. Since the Inca did not leave any written records, quipus are understood to have been their main system of communication and record keeping. Quipus were commonly made from either cotton or fibers sourced from camelids, the group of animals that includes camels, llamas, and alpacas. These materials could be dyed or left naturally colored. Some quipus even include plant fibers, while several incorporate human hair. It seems specially trained quipu makers, Kipa Kamayaks, made very deliberate decisions when constructing these record-keeping tools. These decisions related to the colors used, the direction of spin and ply of the cord fibers, the spacing and type of the cord attachments, and the structure and position of the knots. Early Spanish chroniclers wrote about the quipu's various numeric applications, which included recording storehouse inventories, population censuses and tax and tribute obligations. Quipu, the ancient mathematical device of the Inca. Unique artifacts shed light on daily life in 5,000-year-old city of Carol. A new numeric connection. For more than a century, researchers have been studying quipu features in hopes that patterns may emerge from a collective view. In recent decades, their data have been digitized, which is now freely available via the Open Quipu Repository and the Quipu Field Guide. For my research, I analyzed the data from two quipus found in northern Chile and first recorded by ethnomathematician Marcia Asher and anthropologist Robert Asher in the 1970s. One of these is the largest quipu ever found, spanning more than 5 meters in length and comprising more than 1,800 cords. See the picture below. The other quipu, pictured in the header image, has almost 600 cords and complicated arrangements. I noticed both quipus used red/white divider cords to separate groups of either 10s or 7s. The larger quipu was divided into 10 groups, with each group having 7 cords. The smaller quipu was divided into 7 groups, with each group having 10 cords and many subsidiary cords. After examining and manipulating the data, I realized the smaller and more complex quipu is a summary and reallocation of the information in the larger quipu. In other words, the two quipus record the same data, but represent it differently. This is the most complicated numeric connection between quipus made to date. It was only possible because of the availability of data and digital tools that make searching for patterns easier, and which wouldn't have been available to Marcia Asher back in the 1970s. Chilean Inca tunic provides insight into Inca power and cultural fusion. Experts have found the true age of Machu Picchu. New quipu clues. While the numbers in these two quipus are counting and allocating something, we don't yet know what that was. Why would it be necessary to have two quipus recording the same information in two different ways? We can only speculate. Perhaps the larger quipu recorded the collection of different amounts of food crops from the community, while the other recorded how these foods were distributed between those in need, or between storehouses. Both ways of looking at the numbers would have been important to the people who used these quipus. Experts believe only a tiny fraction of the quipus made throughout history have survived. This is partly because the institutions that used them eventually either became obsolete or used other means of recording after the conquest, combined with a climate that was less than ideal for textile preservation. Today, about 1,600 quipus remain, residing mainly in collections in the Americas and Europe. Fewer than half of these have had their features digitally saved in research databases. Through continued digitization efforts, we hope to discover more quipu clues and make new numeric connections that add to our understanding of ancient Andean peoples. This article was originally published under the title, "The Incas Used Mysterious Stringy Objects Called Quipus to Record Data. We Just Got a Step Closer to Understanding Them," by Karen Thompson on The Conversation, and has been republished under a Creative Commons license.